Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi, holding in Trumos Daf Pechet in the Hoizvader edition, Perek Chi, starring Halacha Beis. Says the Mishnah, Gedule Trumo, Trumo. So as already we mentioned before, someone takes Trumo and plants it, whatever grows is Trumo. As Reb Chaim points out, the reason is because there's a chashash that when a Kohen is going to have a Trumo Tmeo that he cannot use, he will go and plant it. And until he plants it, he may come to eat it. So therefore, Chazal said, if you plant it, whatever grows will be truma. But geduli gedulim chulim. But whatever grew from the truma, if one planted that, the second gedulim is considered to be chulim. On there, we're not going there. Aval ha-tevel. Tevel means that it's chulim and truma together before the truma was at umufresh. U-maiser rishon, the first maiser that you give to a levi. V'svich ha-shviz. And the Svichim of Shviz, which means vegetable that grew on their own in Shemitah, which you're not allowed to eat. The Truma is Chutzlaretz, Truma that grew in Chutzlaretz. The Amedumo, when Truma fell into Chulim, and they all become one mixture. The Abikurim, the first fruit that grows, he brings the base of Migdosh, which all these things have Gedusha. If one wanted to plant it, Gedulim Chulim, whatever grows, considered to be Chulim. The one can explain each one why. Geduli Egdesh Umayse Sheni. If one planted hegdish or ma'aser sheni, chulin, it is chulin, upoy de oisom bizman zarum. But you do have to redeem whatever he planted. So he took the ma'aser sheni, he planted it in the ground. Whatever grows, the new growth is chulin. The original ma'aser sheni that he did plant, that he needs to redeem. So bizman zarum means the thing that he was zoreya that he planted in the ground. He planted 100 buckets of truma and one bucket of chulin into the ground. They're all mutus, even though the majority, the vast majority is truma, because the idea of giduli truma is only derabanan, they're not goyza unless it's 100% truma. If it's a suffix, there's no gzeira. Says the Mishnah, that's only bedova shezora kali, something that when you plant, the original seed dissolves and disappears. You don't have the original seed right now. But something when you planted, the original seed stays intact. If you have 100 chulin and one truma, truma is a very small minority. Kulam assume they all usur, because you have actual truma here. So then it is not batel. And you don't even say it's batel in 100, because davar shemichuber, something which is connected to the ground, is choshev and is not batel. Hatevel that we mentioned, Gedulim mutarim, that if you planted it, whatever grows is mutar, bedor shazar kali, only if the seed dissolves and disappears. Continues the Mishnah with base, bedor shein zar kali, but if the seed does not dissolve, geduli gedulim asurim, not only the gedulim asurim, but even if he went and replanted it, whatever grew, so the new growth, the second growth, is also asur. Ezu bedor shein zar kali, what's the examples of vegetables that you plant and zara is not kale, and the seed stays intact? Kegoin aluf, arum, hashum, garlic, vabitzolim, onion. They all, when you plant them, the original seed is intact. Abidoimer, hashum, kiseoirim. The garlic is like barley, and the gwazi explain what he means. What we said in the Mishnah, the gidule gidulim or mutter, the only the first gidul is asur. But when if you replant it, it's mutter. That's only when the zara is kale, when the original seed dissolves. But if the original seed is still there, gidule gidulim asurim, it's still asur, even if you replant it, because you have an actual original truma still there. Avala tevel, when you plant tevel, it's fine. Why? Sheru b'chulin. Tevel, only a small piece of it is truma, the majority is chulin. Umayser Rishon, Rubachulin, again Rubachulin. So even though Mayser Rishon does have a Trumas Mayser, which is Truma, but the majority is Chulin. For Svich HaShviz, the reason Svich HaShviz, if you plant it, is okay. Shein Mitzuyim, it's not common. So something is not common, Chazal not Goyzer. For Trumas Chutzlaretz, Shein Mitzuyim, it's not Matzuy, to have Trumas Chutzlaretz here. Meaning in Eretz Yisrael. And this is the way the Pnei Moshe explains it. And the reason is, because the gidulin or bottom of goyzer is only in Eretz Yisrael. The amedumo, a mixture of truma and chulin, again, rubu chulin, the majority is chulin. The reason Bikurim, if you plant, is okay, it's not so common to have Bikurim. There's very few fruits on every field. That was the quote from the Mishnah. That if you planted Hegdish Maisa Sheni, it's Chulim, but he does have to redeem the original Maisa Sheni and Hegdish that were planted. From the entire thing that grew, he just has to come and redeem that Iso, whatever was the original Maiser, right, or Hegdish. So by taking the whole Oitzo, which is worth $1 million, he needs to be pointed from that $1 million only the amount of the original Maiser and Hegdish. Hefresh ben Hegdish Maiser Sheni, but there is a difference between Maiser Sheni and Hegdish. Maiser Sheni ben Dovash Zor Kale, ben Dovash Ein Zor Kale. Doesn't matter if the seed is intact or not. Nivdo. You redeem it. Kurt Rav Chaim, you take out the next few, two words, and you skip on to Elish Adovash Zor Kale. If the seed dissolves, Nivdo Kishar Harishon, according to the Gius Rav Chaim. If the seed is not here, so the only thing you know in Maiser Sheni is what it was original, what he had before it dissolved. So based on what it was worth then, that's how you redeem it. But something when the seed is still there intact, nivdo kishar shu oimid boy. You point it based on what it is worth today, because today you have the seed, so today you can redeem it. But by hegdish, bein dovash zar kale, bein dovash ein zar kale, doesn't matter if the seed is dissolved or not, ein loyla mekoyim avishaitoy. You only redeem it based on the current value, because that's a din in Hegdish. By Hegdish, you never go back. It's a rule by Hegdish that you don't go back to original state, you go only based on today. And even though the seed is not here, I can't go backwards in Hegdish. But when the seed dissolves, then he has to redeem only that original amount that he planted. But if this has not kale, it's still here, it's intact, then he has to redeem the entire amount that grew. And the reason why Hegdish is different, explains Reb Chaim, because it goes back to the rule that Hegdish ain't loyim mekoyim avishaitoy. Hegdish is based on now. Right now, where is the Hegdish? We don't know where it is. There is some, everything grew together. There's some part which is Hegdish, which is Zara Eino Kale. So some part is intact Hegdish, and the rest isn't. I don't know which one is which. So I have to come and redeem what I have in front of me, which is the entire Oitzer. But Maaseh Sheni, you don't have that rule that you go based on Mekoyim V'Shaitoy. So therefore, you redeem only the amount that he actually planted. So it comes out, according to our Girsa, if it's Zara Kale, if the seed dissolves, so Maaseh Sheni, you go based on the original value, but you pay only for that sale. And Hegdish should go based on the current value and you pay only that sale. But if the Zera is Einokole, if the seed is intact, so in Maaseh Sheni, you go based on the current value and you pay only for that sale. And Hegdish should go based on the current value, but you pay for the entire Oitzer. With this, we conclude Yerushalmi Trumos Daf Peches.